Hello, everyone. It's Tanya Gabrielle here, wealth astronomologist, and welcome to your premium wealth forecast for October 2020. A big month in a big year. This is a five universal month in numerology and a preview of 2021, which is a five universal year. So every year this happens in October, we get a preview of the energy of the next year. And five is, as you'll find out shortly, a number of freedom, excitement, adventure, and change. So when you couple that with the astrology for October, we have three lunations, two full moons, beginning the month on October 1st, ending the month on October 31st, and a new moon in between on the 16th. You can see the energy is just incredibly heightened, it's magnified, it is intensified, and so this is going to be, in so many ways, a pivotal month in a pivotal year. So as usual, we'll begin with the universal month number and then move into the three lunations, the full moon in Aries, the new moon in Libra, and the full moon in Taurus. And then we'll cover the star codes for every day in October. And of course, there are 31 days. This means we'll go deeply into the astronumerology for each day of the month. So let's begin with the five universal month number for October. 10-2020 is a very powerful code of new beginnings in the year of 2020. And we have a lot of zeros in this code. It brings divine protection when we have three zeros, 10, 20, 20. And it also allows us to experience the in-between world, the zero point. And what makes it even more potent and intense is that this month of the year is a pure five universal month. So when you add 1 + 0, plus 2 + 0 + 2 + 0, it equals 5. Now, we've experienced the 5 previously in 2020, the 5 universal month, and that was in January. And you all remember what happened in January. We had the stellium in Capricorn, a 500-year event between Saturn and Pluto, conjunct Sun and Mercury. This was a game changer, as is absolutely clear now. And now in October, we experience the second five universal month. And isn't it amazing that during this month, we have another stellium in Capricorn, again with Pluto and Saturn, but this time they're joined by Jupiter. And this time it is a very different story because we haven't experienced a Jupiter-Saturn-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn for thousands of years. So this is a really pivotal moment in so many ways for just the nature of the world, human history, the elevation into a new setting for Earth. And let's look at the number five. And then we'll go into the lunations and, of course, the astrology later on because it is so incredible right now. So the number five pivots left and right when you draw it on a piece of paper. It faces left, it faces right, it sits on a rocker. And so it is about change, freedom. It represents a change that's usually very surprising. And there's a restlessness with this number, a sense of urgency. But certainly a lot of opportunities as well, because as you're jumping in with 2 feet, making quick decisions, not sitting on things, just being prepared for the unexpected, you create breakthroughs in your life. Now, as I said, 2021 will be a five universal year, so there's going to be a lot of forward momentum that year, a lot of change that's going to be put in play that is about liberation, because that's what five stands for. So what happens in October often is a preview of what's to come, and that preview of next year happens every October. So this year, it is about freedom. This year, October is about how are we changing things to implement liberation. So you might be wondering, isn't 2020 already enough change? Well, 2020 was the start of the change itself. It began with a five universal month in January. And that transformation has now evolved And then the freedom side of it coincides numerologically with the beginning of the Aquarian Age, the official start of the next 2,000-year cycle. And that beginning happens in December, literally a few days before 2021 begins, when Saturn and Jupiter enter Aquarius together and have a conjunction at 0 degrees on the solstice, December 21st of this year. And so you will feel a palpable shift at that time. It's almost like we will have come through something very profound, and you actually feel the shift now taking place. It's happening literally 10 days before 2021 begins, and we have the theme of freedom for 2021's Universal Year 5. We also have the number 21, which is the same number as our 21st century. That's the number of truth. The truth shall set you free. Very important when you want to be set free to have the truth. So Aquarius is about freedom as well, the Aquarian Age. So this is all a time then in October to get a sense this month of what it feels like to take advantage of opportunities, to accept the truth, allow it to set you free, to have things shaken up so that you can see things, and to know how you're going to move forward after laying the groundwork. Because 2020 is a four universal year, and we're still in that year for three more months, and that is setting the groundwork for what is to come. So five, again, is the pivot point. You've reached the top of the mountain. You're looking down. Which path do I take down? You're making quick decisions. There's a lot of choices to be made, a lot of adventures to be taken, a lot of risk. And five is a fun number, too. It represents the five senses. And so it is not only about those five senses, because, of course, the most important sense we have is the sixth sense, not the fifth sense or the five senses. The sixth sense is this, the intuition. And so five represents the 3D senses of touch, sight, smell, taste, and sound. And then the sixth sense is really the one that we're tuning into. That is the up-leveling that's going on right now. Is tuning into your intuition is the key sense to move us into the Aquarian Age, to set us free. So we're in a month of exploration, not holding on to old ways of thinking or doing, but literally going out and forging new ways, new perceptions, new solutions, new ways of being, all of those lovely things. So yeah, it's going to be very exciting, to say the least. Now, as I said, we have three lunations. So let's move into the first of the three. That is the full moon in Aries on October 1st, 2020, excuse me. So 10/1/2020 at 10:05 p.m. Universal Time, which is Greenwich, England. So that's the time in London. It is 5:05 p.m. New York and 2:05 p.m. Los Angeles. Notice the 5, that is the number of freedom and the number of October's universal month. So we even have it in the time of the first full moon in Aries. Now, Aries is the first sign, so there's lots of new beginnings energy. And given that Mars, the ruler of Aries, is in retrograde during this whole month of October, which means that Mars is very enhanced right now because it is the closest to Earth while in retrograde. And given that the five universal month number is also about pivot points, new beginnings, we have the next level of intensity and change that is being initiated with this full moon in Aries. And there's a lot to say about this full moon, so I want you to also have a listen to my in-depth Aries Full Moon Star Code podcast, which you can find on my website. So the main transit involves the Mars retrograde. The ruler of the Aries full moon is, of course, Mars. And Mars is forming a square that is almost exact to Saturn in Capricorn. Now, Capricorn is Saturn's home sign, and Aries is Mars's home sign. So when they get into a square, while they're both each being elevated and strengthened in their home signs, this square is going to be even more powerful. So Saturn is so important right now because Saturn is part of the stellium that happened in January, the 500-year event, and the stellium that's happening now with Jupiter and Pluto in Capricorn, the thousands of year event. So Saturn is the great timer. Saturn is Kronos. And so when Saturn comes into play, we know that there is a destined shift taking place. And with this square to Mars, the energy is changing. The energy is being internalized. So now Jupiter has joined Saturn and Pluto, creating a triple conjunction that's been going on for a few weeks and continue now through the month. And this is then followed by the Saturn-Jupiter conjunction in Aquarius at 0 degrees on the solstice. So we have this 2 to 3 month period now between now and the solstice. And this is the new birth that is happening. So going back to the square from Mars retrograde to Saturn, and of course, Mars is also squaring Pluto and Jupiter because they're all together, remember, in that stellium. So that square to Saturn from Mars is also creating a square to Pluto and Jupiter. This contact with Mars, ruler of this full moon, is extremely, extremely powerful. And keep in mind that Saturn will have gone direct 3 days before the full moon in Aries on September 28th. And Pluto is stationing direct 3 days after this full moon in Aries on October 4th. So we basically have the same two planets from this January stellium joined by Jupiter taking us deeply into Mars territory. So what does this mean? Well, Mars retrograde is asking, let's look how we can use the strength within and move beyond aggression. So aggression has been the way to do things for eons, for thousands of years. Competition, aggression, taking it out, winning, and that is the shadow side of Mars. So when aggression is used, which in other forms of aggression are obviously anger and ultimately violence, we are now having a deep, deep look at what that is creating. We're seeing it clearly because we're in 2020. So it's becoming so clear where the anger is, number one, and also how it's being used. So what we're seeing now through Saturn, which is squaring Mars retrograde, is look at this closely. Saturn likes to go into the details and take responsibility for whatever's going on. In this case, are we responding passionately? Are we responding assertively with assertion? Or are we reacting aggressively? Now, Mars retrograde square to Pluto is the unveiling, the hidden nature of this aggressive energy. So we can literally dive deeply into the origins with Pluto. We can go to the source and make it conscious. What does it mean, all this anger that we have? What has been suppressed? Well, of course, it's been the divine feminine that's been suppressed, so there's been an imbalance. And in order to see this, we need to get exasperated by what has not been allowed. So we need to look at that and be calm about it and not judge it. We need to just acknowledge it, bring it into our conscious awareness. So this is the way we've been approaching frustration, is to lash out. The sacred masculine energy that was not so sacred, that was shadow Mars energy. And now we're going to find a new way of looking at addressing frustration, addressing anger. And a retrograde with the planet that deals with these aggressive anger issues is asking us to get centered within, to go into a place of deep breathing and peace, meditation, yoga, walks in nature, beautiful music. So we're actually birthing a new way to handle when things get challenging. And they do get challenging. We all know this. So it's not that not to put our head in the sand and pretend, oh yeah, everything's going to be hunky-dory from now on. No, this is just addressing a new way of life, staying in that equilibrium of the sacred masculine and divine feminine. And so this Aries full moon is really the first real introduction of this energy since Mars stationed retrograde on 9/9/2020. Now the moon is in Aries, of course, and Chiron is also in Aries, conjunct the moon for this full moon, and that brings tremendous healing. Healing the wounds, healing through love, right? So that this new beginning is tremendously important for health and healing, using healing in a way that is truly instant by moving into a place of surrender and allowing that love to instantly inspire, melt away the anger, pivot point into compassion. So it's a major moment. The sun and moon are at 9 degrees. Uranus is also at 9 degrees. This is the number of endings. Uranus is forming an exact in conjunct 150 degrees to the sun. It's exact during the full moon. So we have a triple 999. Let go, let go, let go. Release, purge, right? Surrender. We're at the end of a cycle. So this is very, very powerful energy, and we have a major theme here of something coming to a close. And in order for it to come to a close, we have to acknowledge it. It's culminating. Nine is showing it's culminating, this energy of Mars, the shadow side of Mars. We need to see it, and we need to release it. So then the next lunation is the Libra new moon, happening on October 16th at 8:32 p.m. Universal Time, Greenwich, England, and that is the same as London. And so that is 3:32 p.m. Eastern and 12:32 p.m. Pacific in the U.S. Okay, so Libra is about equilibrium. So after this Aries full moon with Mars square Saturn, we're now looking at bringing things into balance. And what's fascinating is where we had Mars forming a square to Saturn, Pluto, Jupiter, that conjunction in the Aries full moon, we now have the sun and moon for this new moon in Libra at 23 degrees. And this new moon is forming an exact square to that triple conjunction in Capricorn. So now the sun and moon have moved to the position that we had Mars in, right? So it's really continuing the story of making everything really clear. So what we have is a huge T-square with this Libra new moon, and the number 16 for October 16th is also about sudden events, sudden things that awaken you, require you to use your intuition. And so what's happening is the sun and moon at 23 degrees Libra, Mars is still in Aries retrograde, now at 20 degrees Aries, and they're both squaring the triple conjunction in Capricorn. So there's this opposition from Mars retrograde to the new moon in Libra, and then a square. So look at the picture, the image that is in the PDF, and you can see the T-square. So this is basically the divine feminine and sacred masculine represented by Libra and Aries coming together. So let's look at the signs. Libra, Aries, Capricorn, they're all cardinal signs. They're new beginnings. They begin the season. So this is about taking action. There's going to be a lot of this tense energy that is spurring you on to let go and begin something new. And it may not feel completely easy, right? Obviously, when it's new, there's an adjustment period. There's also a sense of freedom and liberation from taking this new road, because 23 degrees, the number of the new moon, is the royal star of the lion number. There's a lot of courage, there's strength, there's joy, there's connection with others, you know, forming, getting together with people, and also through media, through online, connecting. Very, very lovely energy, very joyful. So what do we do when we feel upset or angry or frustrated during this period? What do we do with our energy? Well, because Mars retrograde is very much engaged in this new moon in Libra being opposite the sun and moon, it's bringing together our energy through Venus and Mars, because Libra is ruled by Venus, right? So since Venus is part of this equation now with this new moon in Libra, we're remembering how beauty is so important, how everything that is about love and lovely energy, lovely things is important. Feeling pleasure is important. And not moving forward until we feel inner peace, until we feel in equilibrium, which is the Libra Venus energy, is important. And not to be in too much of a hurry either. Just allowing things to unfold, allowing your heart to open, allowing things to run their course. Allowing the intelligence of your heart to know what's appropriate. That will be a very big theme during this Libra new moon. And being patient is very important as well when we have this kind of powerful T square. So the Libra influence with Venus opposite Mars is reminding us that it is the divine feminine and sacred masculine that are being brought into balance. And that's not always an easy thing. When for thousands of years they've been out of balance, right? So we have to adjust to this. That's why this period of change and tumultuous events is bringing energy into adjustment because it's been out of balance for so long. So the challenges we're facing now is those challenges are a process that's evolving into the liberation from the past. And it's just that we need to know what's actually happening. The bird's eye view will always bring us back to equilibrium, to balance. We need to not get into the drama and allow it to play out and just hold the space. So, this Libra new moon, which is, of course, about the balances, stands for harmony and balance and is reminding us of that important energy as we move through this incredible shift. And then we reach the final lunation of October, and that is the Taurus full moon happening on October 31st at 2:49 p.m. in Greenwich, England, which is 9:49 a.m. Eastern Time, New York, and 6:49 a.m. Pacific Time, LA. So, Taurus is the sign that Uranus has been spending a lot of time in and will be in for the next few years. So anytime we have a lunation in Taurus, we have to see, is it close to Uranus? And that is over the next few years. Because if it is close to Uranus, it activates a tremendous amount of change, pivots, unexpected events. So what we have here is a full moon with the moon exactly at 8 degrees and Uranus exactly at 8 degrees. So the sun is opposite the moon in Scorpio at 8 degrees, and Uranus and the moon are actually at the same point. That is as tight as it gets in terms of two planets coming together. And when it is a full moon on the final day of October, this is so unpredictable, this energy. And this full moon is just a few days before the US election, which happens on November 3rd. So now let's also look at Mercury, because Mercury stationed retrograde on October 13th. So before we go into what that indicates, we have so many 13s in play now. 13 and Venus are making a comeback. And if you haven't watched my brand new Venus and Mars webinar, I highly recommend you do. It's free. And for an hour, it talks about why the number 13 in Venus are going to inform the next decade and way beyond. The theme of Venus and Mars and the number 13 is a case in point. So we need to really be aware of the energy that is shifting right now. And if you want to watch that free webinar, just go to my homepage or just go to VenusMarsCode.com. Now, the theme of Venus and Mars and Mercury is important because Mercury retrograde starts on October 13th and it ends on November 3rd, the day of the election. And the Mars retrograde, which started on September 9th, ends on November 13th. So you can see this number is just everywhere. So this is truly life, death, rebirth energy. Life, death, rebirth is what 13 represents. 13 is the number of the divine feminine. 13 is the number that has been denigrated, called many things to keep it from being consciously engaged in our lives, in many cultures. And it is aligned with the divine feminine, of course, because if you look at the nature of Earth, we have 13 weeks in a season. We have 13 lunations in a calendar year. So 13 is connected intimately with the cycles of Earth and the Moon, and of course we understand the feminine cycles. And so for the Mercury retrograde to start on October 13th and the Mars retrograde to end on November 13th, I mean this is just unbelievable, and right in the middle of that is the election, while Mercury is stationing on that day, so moving from retrograde to direct. So this is this energy, and then of course, you know, Uranus is conjunct this full moon, means that the unpredictability factor is about as strong as I've ever seen it. When Mercury is retrograde, of course, we can have delays. When 13 is in place, we have, you know, this is about power. This is about the divine feminine coming into power, but also empowering or disempowering energy. Now, Mercury is retrograde, Uranus is conjunct the moon. Mercury and retrograde govern the higher and lower mind. So they govern the communication that you receive, whether it is intuitive communication or communication from other people or the news or whatever it may be. Any communication. So this sets the stage for the possibility of a lot of breaking news. Sudden, unexpected, crazy communication. And it's going to heighten even more than it is so far this year. Just know that the feeling is going to be surprise after surprise. And because Uranus, Moon, and Sun are at 8 degrees, with, you know, the Moon and Uranus together, I mean, this is basically as deep as it gets. The Sun is in Scorpio, remember, opposite the Moon. Scorpio uncovers secrets. Scorpio is ruled by Pluto. So the news will unveil hidden situations and bring to light truth that will break open a new dialogue, Mercury retrograde, a deeper dialogue, a deeper perception. And Pluto has been in the news a lot because the Capricorn stellium is still going on with Saturn and now Jupiter. And Capricorn is the sign of not only our career personally, Capricorn governs our standing in the world, our career, but universally, it is also about the old masculine paradigm that we're breaking down. So Capricorn is opposite Cancer. Cancer represents the mother, and Capricorn, the father. So we're bringing all that into balance now. Everything's coming to a head as a result. And remember, we're in a 5 universal month. I know these are a lot of moving pieces here, but the unexpected nature of things is going to be quite dramatic. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens, how this all unfolds. All I can say to you is just be prepared. Have a place where you can go and feel safe, a sanctuary, people that are in your chosen family that you know you can turn to. And you want to stay in the center of the hurricane. The more you can get out in nature, the better, to stay in touch with Earth, because Earth is also rebirthing, obviously, with humans. And don't partake in discussions that turn into a tit for tat or I'm right, you're wrong, any arguments that will stir you up emotionally. The emotional volatility is going to be high. So we want to stay out of it completely. We want to be aware of what's going on without getting into the rabbit hole of drama. Because tempers are going to have even more of an unexpected nature as the frustration and the sense of unpredictability are merged into one. So there's going to be a lot of energy activated. Now, the Mars and Mercury both being in retrograde at this time, and at the time of the Libra new moon and the Taurus full moon, both are during the retrogrades of both Mars and Mercury, will always ask you to go within for solutions, for answers. And also with this Taurus full moon, the 888 is very powerful because it instills leadership and courage and stepping up. It instills a quest for visionary action. It is very connected to abundance. And Mercury retrograde forming an exact square to Saturn, this also happens during the full moon in Taurus, with both planets at 26 degrees, that's another double eight. 26 reduces to eight. So we're talking actually a quintuple eight code in a five universal month, quintuple being five, five eights in a five universal month. So this is extremely empowering and liberating energy. Mars retrograde also creates a square to Jupiter. So we have major themes of intensity and magnification with Jupiter in play. And of course, that's the energy that's necessary to create a birth for a new age on Earth. We are being given the strength to push through this. And that's very clear because the number 23 degrees for the Libra new moon was the royal star of the lion. And the number 8 degrees for the Taurus full moon is about strength, longevity, empowerment, leadership. So find your tribe, find your people, find your space to stay calm and weather the storm. Be in a place of peace through all of this. You are a light bearer. We are all here for a reason. Definitely the reason is not to partake in the drama. The reason is to hold the space, to stay calm, just like a midwife, right? Midwifing the energy and helping people through what's going on by explaining that it is part of the transition into the incredible age that we're moving into. So there you go. Incredible, incredible month. As you can see, lots of moving parts. And now it is time to look at each day of October in terms of the astronumerology star codes.